It might be a big port community, but it's not unusual for political campaigns to skip on Alaska. The town is hard to get to, and there aren't a lot of voters on the other side. Then again, most candidates don't have a retired Unalaska city servant running their campaign.
Thank you, Bill, for coming to my town. This is just so awesome.
That's Unalaska's old director of public works, Nancy Peterson. She brought Walker to the Norwegian Rat Saloon on Friday night. About 40 residents munched on hot dogs and homemade chips as they fired off questions at the candidate. Walker came prepared to talk about his vision for a bipartisan administration, but some voters, like Noli Magpantai, were more curious about Walker's background.
Are you a Republican, Democrat, or?
I'm an Alaskan. I run as independent.
Independent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Walker explained that he jumped parties to run for governor after years as a Republican. Unalaskans usually lean Democrat, but Magpantai said that's not written in stone.
Well, we support Lisa last time, and she's write-in when she was write-in.
Right, uh-huh.
That's Lisa Murkowski, and the write-in was her 2010 campaign for Senate as a Republican.
You know, I was a Democrat, but whatever we need in this Alaska, you know,
person.
I mean, exactly.
Yep.
So we got together here, and that's what we did, and she won.
That's what Walker and Malott are banking on. Their campaign promises to put Alaska first on projects like a natural gas pipeline. At the bar and in an interview this weekend, Walker said he wants to tweak the current structure so the state owns the biggest share of a pipeline. He believes that would get gas flowing faster to rural communities.
Any place that's connected with a road, a river, an ocean in Alaska should be able to have access to our natural resources. There's various forms of renewable energy that would be very effective. I mean, we're not necessarily, you know, just one commodity fits all. But anytime we can get liquefied natural gas to it at a very, very low cost, I'm all about that.
High energy costs are a persistent problem in the Aleutians, but the region's also wrapped up in thorny policy issues, like whether to build a road through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge.
If there's a genuine issue to have a road for medical and medevacs, for health and safety reasons, I'll work aggressively to make sure that there's a road built.
Governor Sean Parnell's administration has recently turned to the courts, but Walker's not sure if he would continue with the two lawsuits they have in process.
The slowest way to do something is through litigation. I mean, I own a law firm. I'm familiar with how the wheels of justice move pretty darn slowly. And when you're taking on the largest law firm in the nation, which is the federal government, that doesn't always expedite the process. No, I there's other ways of addressing that.
Like talking to stakeholders and negotiating directly with the federal government. He says he'd take a similar approach to dealing with poor salmon runs on the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers. Some tribes and subsistence fishermen are trying to get regulators to crack down on bycatch and the commercial pollock harvest. That fishery is a huge source of revenue for the state and for Unalaska. Walker says he doesn't know enough about the issue yet to take a position.
I've learned the hard way over the years is if I don't know the answer to something, I don't try to guess at something. I know there's a problem, and I'll certainly be part of finding the root cause of the problem.
Walker's sure to hear more about salmon on his next campaign stop in Bethel. After that, he'll continue touring the state, asking far-flung voters for their support on November 4th. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.